Trump, at debate, "Let Israel go, and let them finish the job." By Joel B. Polak on June 27, 2024. President Donald Trump said Thursday evening that he would let Israel finish the job in its war against Hamas in Gaza. In contrast to President Joe Biden, whom he criticized for what he called a weak posture on the Middle East. The remark came in the context of a discussion of foreign policy. Trump said that Biden's weak posture toward Iran, allowing the Iranian regime to access billions of dollars in sanctions relief, encouraged Hamas to attack Israel. "Israel would have never been invaded in a million years by Hamas if he had remained in office," Trump said. And, in fact, Israel enjoyed 4 years of calm in the 4 years that Trump was in office, and made peace with several Arab states. Biden admitted that he had withheld heavy precision bombs from Israel. But only because, he claimed, they kill a lot of innocent people. Trump responded, "You should let Israel go and let them finish the job." He added, referring to Biden, "He's become like a Palestinian." However, Trump said, they don't like him because he is weak. Asked whether he would endorse the creation of an independent Palestinian state, which Biden wants, but Israel is opposing at the moment, in the wake of the October 7th terror attacks, Trump replied, "I'd have to see." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.